Hello?
Hi, this is Chris from Opinion Research. Today, we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed, and this call is quick and confidential. Now, to begin and for classification purposes, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you very much. And are you, in which state do you currently reside?
Arizona.
Thank you. Now, are you registered to vote in Arizona?
Yes.
And what is the year of your birth?
I don't give that out.
And this is just for classification purposes.
It doesn't matter.
Thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
And if that's the case, what is your race? Are you white, black, or African-American, American Indian, or Alaska Native? Excuse me?
Caucasian.
Thank you. Now, in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Republican.
And do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Republican?
In between.
Excuse me?
I don't know how you... Go ahead. In between? Between strong and the medium?
The only options that we have is strong. Okay, thank you. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
Seven.
Thank you. And we know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or third-party candidate Jill Stein?
Who would I vote for, you say?
Yes.
By Trump.
Thank you. And we know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Senate were held today, for whom would you vote to be your senator? Democrat Ruben Gallego or Republican Kerry Lake?
Kerry Lake.
Thank you. Now, here we have three statements. Please indicate which of them is closest to your own view. I personally support a person's right to abortion and believe it should be legal and available, or... I am personally against abortion, but I do not believe the government should prevent someone from making that decision for themselves, or I personally believe having an abortion is wrong and should be illegal.
B, the second one.
Thank you. Now, based on what you know now, which of the following statements do you think best describes the situation in Arizona when it comes to abortion legality? Is it abortion is legal and available in all cases in Arizona? Abortion is legal and available in some with some restrictions in Arizona? Abortion is banned with a few exceptions in Arizona? Abortion is totally banned in Arizona, or not sure?
Not sure.
Thank you. Now, how concerned are you about abortion access in Arizona? Are you not concerned at all, not very concerned, indifferent, neither concerned nor unconcerned, somewhat concerned, or very concerned?
About legalizing it, you mean?
We just want to know how concerned are you about abortion access in Arizona for now?
Concerned.
And is that somewhat concerned or very concerned?
Very concerned.
Thank you. Now, as you may know, ballot measures are proposed laws that the public votes on directly. How much have you heard about a ballot measure in your state to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Have you heard a lot, heard some, heard only a little, or heard nothing at all?
Heard only a little.
Thank you. And based on what you know now, if the election were held today, would you vote no or yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you undecided, or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
Undecided.
Thank you. Now, if you had to choose, would you vote no or yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or would you not vote on the ballot measure?
Repeat that question.
Yes. If you had to choose, would you vote no or yes on the ballot measure to guarantee your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or would you not vote or on the ballot measure?
I don't know if I would vote on that subject. I don't know.
Is it still undecided?
Undecided.
Okay. Thank you. Now, here is the text of a constitutional amendment that might appear on the ballot in Arizona in the November 2024 elections. A yes vote shall have the effect of creating a fundamental right to abortion under Arizona's constitution. The state will not be able to interfere with this fundamental right before viability, unless it has a compelling reason and does so in the least restrictive way possible. Fetal viability means the point in the pregnancy when, in the good faith judgment of a treatment healthcare professional, the fetus has a significant likelihood of survival outside the uterus. Throughout the pregnancy, both before and after fetal viability, the state will not be able to interfere with a good faith judgment of a treating healthcare professional that an abortion is necessary to protect the life or health of the pregnant individual. The state will not be able to penalize any person for aiding or assisting a pregnant individual in exercising the right to abortion. A no vote shall have the effect of not creating a fundamental right to have an abortion under Arizona's constitution. We'll leave in place current laws that restrict abortion before fetal viability and will allow the state to further restrict or ban abortion in the future. Now, after reading the ballot measure language, if the election were held today, would you vote no or yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you still undecided, or would you not vote on the ballot measure?
Still undecided.
Thank you. And once again, if you had to choose, would you vote no or yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or would you not vote on the ballot measure?
I would not vote.
You would not vote?
Undecided.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
I'm not voting.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And now, does the opportunity to vote on the abortion ballot measure in your state this November make you more or less motivated to vote, or it makes no difference in your motivation to vote?
Doesn't make a difference.
Thank you. And if you learned that a candidate for political office supported the ballot measure, would that make you more or less likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
Probably doesn't matter.
So it would make no difference?
No difference.
Okay, thank you. Now, if you learn a candidate for political office opposed the ballot measure, would that make you less or more likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
Makes no difference.
Thank you. And to the best of your knowledge, do Democrats want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally, want a national ban on abortion without exceptions, want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions, or want states to decide on their own abortion laws?
With some exceptions.
With some exceptions. Thank you. And to the best of your knowledge, do Republicans want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally, want a national ban on abortion without exceptions, want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions, or want states to decide on their abortion laws?
States to decide.
Okay, thank you. Now, and how about you? Do you want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally? Want a national ban on abortion without exceptions? Want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions? Or want states to decide on their own abortion laws?
Probably me. Ban it. But I do see some with exceptions. Rape
and sex health. Thank you. So, want abortion to be illegal nationally, but with some exceptions?
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, when thinking about who to vote for in the race for the United States Senate, how important it is to you that the candidate shares your opinion on the issue of abortion? Is it very unimportant? Somewhat unimportant?
Very important.
Thank you. And when thinking about who to vote for in the race for president, how important it is to you that the candidate shares your opinion on the issue of abortion? Is it very unimportant, somewhat unimportant, neutral, neither important nor unimportant, somewhat important, or somewhat important?
Somewhat not important.
Okay, thank you. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Now, you will now hear some information on a conservative policy agenda called Project 2025. Then answer some questions on it.
Fake.
Excuse me?
I think that's fake.
We are going to go one by one, and you tell me your opinion on them. Now,
okay.
Thank you. Now, Project 2025 is an agenda for the next president that outlines a conservative takeover of the government through a series of policy proposals. It includes a plan to make abortion illegal and restrict access to reproductive health care by allowing the government to monitor people's pregnancies, including pregnancies that end in miscarriage, banning abortion nationwide, banning in vitro fertilization nationwide, allowing employers to deny workers access to birth control, eliminating access to medication abortion, access through the mail. Now, based on what you just heard, how favorable or unfavorable do you feel towards the conservative policy called Project 2025? Do you feel very unfavorable?
I don't believe
we do
in
have
that. That's all fake news.
We do have a scale, if that helps. We have a very unfavorable, somewhat unfavorable, neutral, neither favorable nor unfavorable, somewhat favorable, or very favorable.
About that policy?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't think it's not even there. Nobody's
just
even
remember
talking
that,
about that.
Yeah, just
ahead.
Remember that this opinion survey are about statements that you might hear during the political campaign. We're not stating that they are true or wrong. So
okay.
For the purpose of the question, how should I record your answer?
Unfavorable.
And is that somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Now, if you learned a candidate for political office supported the Project 2025 conservative policy agenda, would that make you less or more likely to vote for the candidate? Or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
It makes no difference. I don't think it's out there, but it's my opinion.
Thank you. That's fine, and that's what we want. Now, here are some statements made by people who support Republicans and oppose the abortion ballot measure. Please rate each statement on how convincing it is to vote for Republican candidates and no on the ballot measure. Reasonable people can have different opinions on abortion. Democrats support this amendment, which is not what it seems and is too extreme. I am voting for Republicans who have a moderate, common sense approach to abortion. Is that, does that sound, excuse me?
I'm voting Republican.
And so does this statement make you, is it a very convincing reason, somewhat convincing reason, or not a very convincing reason, or not a convincing reason at all, to vote for Republicans and still no on the ballot measure?
Not convincing.
Not convincing. Is that not very convincing reason or not a convincing reason at all?
Not very convincing.
Thank you. And the last statement for this section is, Republicans want to protect our kids and the rights of parents, and that is what I support. The Democrats support the proposed abortion amendment, which threatens parents' rights by legalizing abortion and sex changes for minors without parental consent.
Oh, my God. No, I'm Republican one.
So, do you find the statement a very convincing reason? Somewhat
very
convincing reason? Thank you very much. Now, here are some statements made by people who support Democrats and the abortion ballot measure. Please rate each statement on how convincing it is to vote for Democratic candidates and yes on the ballot measure. The next president is likely to appoint up to 3 new Supreme Court judges who will shape Supreme Court rulings on issues like abortion for generations. A Republican president and Senate would lock in a 7-2 conservative majority for decades. We need a Democratic president and senators who will appoint and confirm fair, impartial judges, not MAGA justices who take tribes from billionaires to attack our reproductive freedom.
Yikers. I'm on the phone. Don't worry about it.
So similar to the last one, to the last section, do you find this statement a very convincing reason? Somewhat convincing reason, not a very convincing reason, or
not a very convincing.
Thank you. The next one is, we deserve the freedom to make our own healthcare decisions, including decisions about abortion. Republicans are trying to take away our reproductive freedoms, which is why I'm voting yes on the abortion measure and for Democrats who will protect our freedom.
Not very convincing.
Thank you. And the last for this section is, every person's life and pregnancy has their own unique circumstances. Decisions about abortion should stay between people and their doctors, not unqualified politicians. That's why I'm voting yes on the measure and for Democrats who believe the government should not interfere in healthcare decisions.
I believe the government should not involved. So I guess that was that would you say very convincing?
Yeah, very convincing reason or somewhat convincing reason? Or
somewhat convincing.
Okay, somewhat convincing. Thank you. Now, no, just as a for reaffirming. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
Uh, I don't know. So I would say five. I'm in between. I don't.
Thank you. Thank you. And once more, we know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or third-party candidate Jill Stein?
Republican.
Thank you. And if the election were held today, would you vote no or yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Or are you undecided, or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
Undecided.
Thank you. And if you had to choose, would you vote no or yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Or would you not vote on the ballot measure?
I would not vote on the ballot measure.
So how should I record your answer?
You can put undecided.
Okay, thank you. And once more, for the final time, actually. We know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Senate were held today, for whom would you vote to be your senator? Democrat Ruben Gallego or Republican Kerry Lake?
Oh, my God. That's terrible. Probably Kerry Lake.
Thank you. Now, these last two questions are just for statistical purposes only and will be finished. What is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
Bachelor's, college.
Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
And are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
And do you consider yourself, one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual, or four, something else?
Great.
Thank you. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote? Was it Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
In 2023, probably about just under 100,000.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your time, and have a wonderful day, sir.
You too, now. Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.